Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Zimbabwe, we hear from Sister Rosemary Rushwaya. Sister Rosemary is a principal of the Dominican convent in Bulawayo. Her teaching is entitled, Listen and Bear Fruit.
A reading according to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 1 to 20. On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him, so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land, and he taught them at length in parables. And in the course of his instruction he said to them, Hear this, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. He added, Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear. And when he was alone, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables. He answered them, The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see but not perceive, and hear and listen but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and be forgiven. Jesus said to them, Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, who, when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy. But they have no roots. They last only for a time. Then when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving of other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit, 30, 60, and 100-fold. The word of the Lord. This passage shows that this was a familiar place. Jesus had taught the multitude there before. What was special about this unique place? One may ask. You and I have listened to this passage many times, and with each reading and event, we are meant to get a message that fits to the environment. I'm wondering what this passage is saying today to the Zimbabwean people who are experiencing unrest. The events of 2 weeks ago in this country made me wonder how the word of God is bearing fruit in each one of the populace. This word can indeed bear fruit, or can have little effect. Jesus hints at four sowings in the story. With the first, there is failure, followed by initial growth, then more promising growth, and lastly, a massive harvest. Sometimes, perhaps, you may just admire Jesus' teaching from a distance. Or there can be days when you and I are easily diverted by some other attraction or competing values and interests in life. Eternal God, I pray for the grace to allow the word to take root in the hearts that earnestly seeks you and bear fruit in words and actions. It is clear that the human heart is like a field that can at different times be open or closed. The word of God comes to us as we are, with our faults and failings, our gifts and talents. We bear fruit each in our own way, at our own time. Sometimes the fruit is big, 100-fold, other times less so. In prayer, we offer our hearts to God, and with God's help, bear whatever fruit we can just at the moment, and that is enough.